بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم الحمد لله All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has brought us into existence from non-existence خلق تعالى الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that didn't a time come upon man when he was not even a thing لم يكن شيئا مذكورا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into existence and وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this human being only for his ibadat only to come into his bandagi to come into the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who has achieved everything in this world, he may have been a nobody born in some village, in some remote part of the world. Thereafter he grew up to become a very famous person, a very prominent person, maybe the king of a large country. The whole world will call him successful. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he died without iman, without kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, then this person is a most unsuccessful person. Person may have been born to very poor parents, hardly had food, enough food to eat in his childhood. Thereafter he grows up and he starts selling something on the road. From there he progresses to one shop and then to another shop and then to five shops and then he becomes the owner of a chain store and then he becomes the owner of some big companies all over the world. He becomes a millionaire and billionaire. The whole world will call him successful. What a successful businessman. What an achievement. How much this person has achieved. But if this person dies without kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the whole world can call him successful, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a most unsuccessful person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran al-Majeed, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوِ افْتَدَى بِهِ. That those who died upon kufr and disbelief, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا. The whole world full of gold, the whole world full of gold, the entire space between the earth and the sky, that entire space is filled up with gold. And this person, it belongs to this person. And he comes with it on the day of Qiyamah to ransom himself. That, oh Allah, take this gold in lieu of my entry into Jahannam. Save me from the fire of Jahannam and enter me into Jannat. فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for His zikr, for His ibadat. Especially this time between Asr and Maghrib. It's a very mubarak time for the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day. But more especially on a Friday, the ulama, the pious predecessors and the pious people of our time, many people, many of the pious, every Friday, they spend the time from Asr to Maghrib, every Friday in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, engaging in dua. So we have to make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in this Mubarak time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to sit in His house, to listen to the words of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is also a great form of zikr. إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَادِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا. Famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you pass by the gardens of Jannat, then graze to your heart's content. Eat to your heart's content. When it was asked, what are the gardens of Jannat? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions those gatherings of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gathering where the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made, where the talk of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take place, where the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spoken about. So respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for this. So if a person has achieved everything else, he has achieved fame, he has achieved power, he has achieved wealth, but he hasn't achieved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has attained the wealth, but he hasn't attained this belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has provided this for me. That everything belongs to Allah, this is from Allah, it belongs to Allah, it will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. A person has achieved power, or so-called power, he becomes the president, the prime minister, the king of a country, and he believes that I have the power in my hand, and I am doing, and everything is under my control. And he hasn't brought belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this realization hasn't come in his heart, that I cannot pass urine without the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control, has control over everything. Then the whole world may call him powerful. The whole world may call him an intelligent person. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no greater fool in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great wealth of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran and Majid, who are the intelligent people? To us it may seem, to the world, to the people of the world, the person who has a lot of wealth, who has put his mind and business acumen and effort and energy and achieve a lot of wealth, he is an intelligent person. Or that person who has achieved a lot of degrees, or very high degrees behind his name, this person is an intelligent person. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that in the creation of the skies and the earth, in the فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and the coming, alternating of the day and the night, coming of the day, coming of the night, لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, in all these things are signs for the people of intelligence. Who is an intelligent person? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, they are those that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once I happened to go to a doctor, took a family member to a doctor. He was well known to be one of the best in his field, you know. The best in his field. So you can see, not only was he a doctor, but he was a teacher of doctors. He was a professor teaching others in his field. Very highly qualified, very well recognized. When he entered his room, Allah Ta'ala protect us, there was an idol there. In his room, the consultation room, there was an idol there. This person has a string of degrees behind his name, very high IQ to achieve all that. But he hasn't recognized the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then, respected brothers, we also have no guarantee. Having iman is one thing, and leaving the world with iman is another thing. And that is the most important thing. And that is what we have to ask for. That Allah, that is our pious people always make this dua, Allah khatma bil khair nasib farma, Allah grant us death, good death, death on iman. That is the most important thing. Sahabi radiallahu anhu, he doesn't know that there are any numbers existing above 1,000. The maximum he could count was 1,000. He had something very valuable, long story, he had something very valuable, and he sold it for 1,000. So somebody asked him, why sold it for so little? You could have sold it for 100,000, 150,000. People would have bought it. You know, the person wanted to buy it, was desperate for it. He says, is there a number more than 1,000 also? But he was a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala radiallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with them and they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, who are the intelligent people? That those in the khalqi samawati wal ard. That in the creation, they ponder over the creation of the skies and the earth. Today, sometimes we take a drive past the sea. Just look at the ocean. And just to get some pleasure out of it, and then you go back home. But if you look at that ocean, or we look at that sun, the moon, or we look at that sky, or we look at those beautiful trees, and ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these are all signs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls that intelligence. That you look at that ocean, and you tell yourself, you give da'wah to yourself, or you give da'wah to others around you, that look at this ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has created it. It is made up of billions and trillions of droplets of water. Who has created all these droplets of water? The entire world gets together. All the scientists and engineers of the world get together. Can they create one drop of water? How much of water Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created? And in this ocean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the fish. Each one of these fish and all other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, billions and trillions of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ocean. Who has created it? Who has created all these different colors, different types of fish, different shapes, different colors, different sizes? Some so minute that you can hardly see them. And some huge fish, and mammals in the water, crustaceans in the water, different type of creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in the water. The minute plankton that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in the water, which is food and the ghiza of the whales. Such a huge creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the food it consumes is so minute that it cannot be seen in the naked eye also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all this. So these are all signs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ And the alternating of the day and the night. These كُلٌّ فِي Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us different places in the Qur'an and Majeed that the sign that these are all signs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ That the sun, it moves, it rotates. And it moves, it rotates in its orbit and its axis according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It moves according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to move. In what direction Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to move. At what speed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to move. It will only move in that manner. And the moon also. And on all the planets, كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they are swimming in the space, swimming in the sky. So all these are signs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ And who are the people of intelligence? These are signs for the people of intelligence. And who are the people of intelligence? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ Those that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qiyaman, when they are standing. Wa qu'udan, when they are sitting. Wa ala junubihim, when they are lying down. Wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. And they ponder over the creation of the skies and the earth. And what do they say? Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Oh Rabb, You have not created all this in vain. That we have created everything for a purpose. The sun is there for a purpose. The moon is there for a purpose. And it is fulfilling the object for which it was created. It is obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comes the hadith to the effect that the sun daily, it makes sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and takes permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rise. So the sun is obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moon is obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The stars, the trees, the animals, these are all obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are moving according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created all this in vain. سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, you are most pure. You are free from all faults. So save us from the fire of Jahannam. So respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for this purpose. To remember Him at all times. To recognize Him. If a person has achieved this, then he has achieved the object of his life. And if a person hasn't achieved this, and he dies without achieving this, then this person is a most unsuccessful person. So that is why this effort is taking place, respected brothers. That is why we are told to give da'wat 25 times a day minimum. To build our iman. That we talk about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. Allah does. Allah does. La. The kalimat starts with La. Negate everything else besides Allah. That nobody can benefit. Nobody can harm. Illa Allah. Nobody can benefit us except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can benefit us. It is not our shop that is providing. Not our degree that is providing for us. It is not my intelligence that is providing for me. That we say La. That is not coming from there. Illa Allah. Allah is the one that is providing. Allah is the one that is feeding me. Allah is the one that is clothing me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is satiating my hunger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quenching my thirst. That we will eat that food. But we will negate that my energy and strength is not coming from here. It will come by the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, then this food will be a source of benefit for me. It will satiate my hunger. It will grant me strength. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, then this will not satisfy my hunger. And it will not grant me any strength. We will drink that water. We will take that medication when we are sick. But we will negate it. That water is not quenching my thirst. That medicine is not granting me shifa. Shifa and cure all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to negate everything else besides Allah, illa Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone does. And success lies only in following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the mubarak tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And for you in the life of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a perfect role model, perfect way of life for you to follow. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ. But that person who wishes to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is only one way, and that is the way of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person follows any other way of life, any other way of life besides the way of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will not achieve success in this world nor in akhirat. Any other way of life, any other ism, any other way of doing things that is contrary to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a road that leads to destruction, failure in this world and the hereafter. There's only one way of life. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. See, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow my way of life, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. So this is the effort, respected brothers. This is why programs of Minhaj al-Shabguzari takes place. Jamaat Sukhi on the path of Allah, Ijtima takes place. Ijtimaas are taking place all over the world. Object is, respected brothers, that how deen can come into our life. How deen can come into my life. How the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tariqah of Rasulullah s.a.w. can come into my life. Can come into the life of my family, my community, people of my country, and the entire world. This is the object, respected brothers. Then how deen can come alive. Not that some ism must come alive, or some group must get popular. No. The object is that how deen can come in into our lives, how deen can come into the come alive in the entire world. That is why we are told to come on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make effort on ourselves, make effort on others. We are the ummah of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a great responsibility, because no more Nabis to come after Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our responsibility is dual. One is our responsibility. One is we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it is our duty to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to follow the Nabi that was sent to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But because we are the ummatis of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now there are no more Nabis to come after Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the effort of deen is also our duty and responsibility. That just as it is my duty to perform salah, it is my duty and responsibility to make effort that how salah can come alive in my home, in my wife and my children, in my neighborhood, in my country and the entire world. Just as it is my duty and responsibility to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is my duty and responsibility to make an effort that the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes alive in the entire world. Just as it is my duty and responsibility to obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring the entire deen into my life, it is my duty and responsibility to make this effort in the entire world. So alhamdulillah, regarding this, that is why our Shabguzari takes place every Friday in Majlis Hilal in Durban and other parts of the world also. The object is that how we can bring new people along and increase our fikr for this, and make concern and worry that how we can fulfill the taqazas of the world, how jamaats from here can go to all parts of the world and take this message of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah, our start inshallah, and after Maghrib Salah also there will be a very important talk taking place immediately after Maghrib Salah with Ibminan. Calmly we finish our sunnah, our nawafil, and as soon as we have completed our sunnah and sunnah and nawafil, then let us come forward inshallah quickly. And also tashkil will take place. Let us stand up and give our names to come on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and encourage one another to come on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also after Isha program will be taking place, Hayat al-Sahaba, and Brothers will be making itikafi also inshallah, and also after Fajr Salah also program will take place. So let us take part in all these programs from beginning to end, and the times that we are free in between times, let us give da'wah to one another, encourage one another to go on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of us are ready for this inshallah. Now it's a very Mubarak time, respected brothers, time before Maghrib. Let us engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a time when du'as are also accepted. Let us engage in du'a also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.